It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Mary Wormington from Habitat for Humanity is here, and you need volunteers beginning today. Okay, now go.
Today at 10 o'clock on the Arkansas side at 2210 East 12th, we are looking for volunteers to just come up and do the finishing work on this house.
So if you've always wanted to participate with Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
Which he really is.
And this is indoors.
We've been talking about this for weeks. It's like, well, the fact that Jimmy Carter.
That's right.
Because he's 100-something. And
about 95, I think.
Well, but still, they'll have photos of him one day working on a Habitat house. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning, it's like, you know, Jimmy Carter
fell.
You know, went to the hospital overnight, and this and this and this and this. That afternoon, what's he doing?
He's out of the hospital.
That's right.
He amazes me.
But he, you know, so if that has maybe driven you to want to give this a shot, this is a perfect opportunity. You don't have to have a lot of skill.
This is going
to
be indoor work. And then you're not going to ask him to do anything that they can't.
Today is indoor.
Right. No. If somebody doesn't know how to, you know, use a hammer or a screwdriver, then no, we're not going to have them do that. They can go outside and, you know, clean
pick up
the yard
trash
or something like that. But tomorrow, we really have a great opportunity at 8:30 on the Texas side at the corner of Norris Cooley and Atlanta Street. A new house is going up, so it needs siding.
Okay.
And we use
Hardy. So is it already framed out and everything?
It's framed out. Yes, it looks great. The concrete has been poured because we wanted to get ahead of the weather.
Right.
So, but it looks great. We just need siding on it. And we need caulking on the inside because before you insulate, we need to caulk it and make sure there's no little drafts. Someone once said, if it rains and floods, the Habitat houses will float away. They're airtight.
Airtight.
So
there
need
you need
to be.
Indoor
I mean,
help
energy
today
efficient
in Arkansas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And outdoor help tomorrow, kind of a bigger project tomorrow.
Yes,
in
bigger
Texas.
Project.
I
yes.
You. But you were in the middle of saying something while ago, and I forgot what it was.
The tomorrow.
Well, you were wanting to know about which one of us is older. That's a good point, JW.
Now,
one of us can remember,
question.
One of us
it
can't.
It wasn't the question, wasn't who was older.
It said, which of the two old men look younger?
Look younger. And, that's right.
He's winning right now, but that was before we put up the picture of what he looked like just a couple of days ago when he had his Santa Claus beard.
And that's before you politicked over here to Miss Mary to get all her friends to go vote, too.
Yeah, vote for John. He's definitely acts younger anyway. All right. But you okay?
Okay. Tomorrow will be a good indication on who shows up at the job site, and then that person will be more energetic, and I'll get everyone on site to vote for the
person
that shows up.
Well, see, unfortunately,
what time is that?
Already got us all lined out to do
actual work.
Yeah, to be at different events and everything.
Okay.
So.
Well, all right.
What time is that?
8:30.
He doesn't get up that early on in the weekend.
He does too. I'm usually at church under the bridge by then.
Okay. But once again, indoor, you need help today where?
Today at 2210 East 12th Street on the Arkansas side.
Okay.
And so today, whatever doesn't get finished, we'll have to do it in the next week starting on Monday. And it has to be done by Thursday because Friday we're having a dedication. Hope you guys can come. It's at 11:30.
Sounds like a good time.
Yes, and it's so beautiful, really. It's as you know, Habitat for Humanity is a Christian organization, started that way. And so there's lots of prayer, lots of beautiful dedications when that person gets in that house.
Right.
And we have partnered, we've just been really, really blessed with having Texarkana Fence that comes and does the fences for free.
Mm-hmm.
Harvest Texarkana that'll stock the refrigerator and the pantry. And Home Depot has been great on getting the landscaping stuff for us. And it's truly a community effort to get one more person into affordable, decent housing.
I want to give you some kudos, too, though, because, I mean, you've really kind of stepped in and got this organized to put this together. So, you know, great job.
Well, thank you. But I do owe it to all our volunteers.
Now, vote for Jeff.
No, vote for John.
John Williams.
John didn't talk about how awesome you are.
Oh, she knows.
Here's how you, if you want to volunteer, awesome. 903-832-1746. If you're interested, you got time, you're looking for time, you know you've got time coming up, call that number and get something arranged, 903-832-1746 for Habitat for Humanity,
or
email info@habitattexarkana.org.
Correct. Wow, you're so good. Yeah. His memory's not gone for an old guy.
Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes it is.
Like my hearing, my memory is also gone.
You're selective. You're very color coordinated today. White hair, white shirt.
Yeah. Who looks younger?
103.9. 98.5. May take a while.
Yeah.
98.5, The Pig, MyPigRadio.com.
We're going to play a game with Miss Mary.
All right. We like games.
I know I had it pulled up here close by somewhere.
Well, you keep looking for it.
I'm going to keep looking. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
We usually do.
So what time is the dedication next week? 11:30.
Okay. All right.
And that's at what,
12th. Today's 12. The 13th. Happy Friday the 13th.
Get you some ginkgo biloba, old man. It'll help you remember
stuff. Get the game
going. All right. All the following. These are the names of real movies with snowmen.
With snowmen.
In the title.
Like Frosty the Snowman.
Right. All of the following are the names of real movies with snowman in the title, except for one.
You Spy the Lie.
Which one is the lie? Are you ready?
Yes.
JW, I'm ready. All right. The Falcon and the Snowman. Norman and the Snowman. Snowman from Mars, In Love with a Snowman, Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman.
Which one's not real?
Which one is
Norman.
Fake?
Norman.
You think Norman the Snowman is fake?
Yeah, it sounds fake.
Mars.
Yeah.
Mars?
Snowman from
what
Mars.
What is Norman the Snowman?
I've never heard of it.
It's a movie called Norman the Snowman.
Uh-uh.
It's made in...
I'm going to Google it. Are you for real?
2014?
Just because it's on... She's going, just because it's on there doesn't mean it's real.
That's right.
2014.
Has anyone ever seen Norman the Snowman?
I have never seen Norman the Snowman.
I haven't seen Olive the Reindeer.
Have you seen Olive the Reindeer?
Olive?
Olive the Reindeer? No.
You don't know about Olive?
No. You love her?
No.
You said Olive. Reindeer.
Well, in the song, they're talking about an Olive the other reindeer.
All of the. Oh.
Used to laugh.
Oh, my gosh. That was really cool. Dang. Okay. When you have to explain.
Next one.
I didn't have to explain it. Just took you a long time to get it on your own.
Next question.
All right.
Moving on.
You know A Christmas Carol. All of the following titles.
You know A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All of the following titles are other books written by Charles Dickens, except for one.
Literature. Okay.
You have to spy the lie. JW, don't do a whole lot of reading, so you
obviously not.
You got a chance here, Miss Mary. All right. Nicholas Nickleby, Little Prince Dorian, The Old Curiosity Shop, Barnaby Rudge, and The Chimes. Which one of those is not a book written by Charles Dickens?
The Chimes?
I have no idea.
I've never read The Chimes. I'm going with The Chimes.
I'm going with her because I have no idea.
The lie is Little Prince Dorian. So, yeah, Dickens wrote a book called The Chimes.
Really?
Yeah, you might want to look into it.
I'm going to Google it.
Have you read it?
Me?
Yes.
What's it about?
He asked it like, you ought to check it out.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
I've read that a thousand times.
Last thing I read was Colonel Grossman, Dave Grossman out of Jonesboro wrote a book on killing, Cost of Killing in Society and Warfare.
That sounds like Charles Dickens. What's the next question?
Well, it's true, though. All right, so... all of the following were in the original 1984 Band-Aid group. You remember Band-Aid?
Do they know it's Christmas?
Do they know it's Christmas?
Yeah, it was a fundraising type thing.
Yeah, for raising money
kids
to feed,
in Africa,
feed the kids.
They were having...
All of the following were in the 1984 group Band-Aid, except for Phil Collins, Sting, Freddie Mercury, Bono, or Sir Paul McCartney.
It was Freddie Mercury, wasn't it?
I go with him, too. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. All right. That's all I got.
Hey, that was good.
Well, okay. Yay.
We did all right.
Fine.
Hey, come back.
Woo-hoo.
That's a snowman from Mars right there.
Oh, really?
Just walked by.
See, snowman. No, she's Christmas tree from Mars.
Well, it looked like antennas. I didn't know. So we were talking about snow people from Mars.
I'm finally letting my
You're letting your Christmas out?
I'm April. Hi, April. I'm Mary.
Nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. What do you do?
Yes, April, what do you do?
I don't do anything.
Oh, okay.
Well, she walks around with Christmas trees on her head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows John Williams because of the voice.
She thinks, April thinks I'm awesome.
She's my boss.
April voted for me as the younger person.
Well, that's
just go along with it.
All right, so here's the thing: we need some volunteers. Wrap it up. Habitat for Humanity. Y'all get out of here.
We have to wrap it up.
Yeah, y'all are moving in. Y'all are moving into my nap time.
Okay.
Old man.
Yeah.
This is the number to call if you'd like to volunteer. If not this weekend, any weekend. If you want to get involved with Habitat for Humanity, call 903-832-1746 or send an email. That's info@habitattexarkana.org. Thank you, Miss Mary.
That's right, and I get them immediately. And if they have a group that wants to go out and just do a team project, call me.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.